Nobody really want fuego. Masayo will bring fire down worse than Waco. Buy you some coffee and Lego, your egos, your sandwich with mayo and two slices of mayo. Sitting at home on the couch playing Halo, but the Masayo ain't playing no wiggles. Games, women and pants gonna get it. Flames, brothers keeping no commandments. Same, calling our armies a favor. Event with your NATO and soldiers with Dracos. Just tell me, how can you stop a tornado or bury the lava from the volcano? They really can't, bro. They have to pay, bro. The most I say so. So in chase they go for all the wicked atrocities they owe. For all their wicked atrocities they owe. From San Diego to Trinidad Tobago, I'm spitting these words so our Israelites they know. Keeping commandments the only way we grow, so we can defeat the nation Galileo. Nation Galileo, get it? Cause they pale. He's bringing them hell for every bill of sale. So family, just examine yourself. When that fuego come, you don't want to get left. Forsake your sin so you complete the test. Then you can have complete rest from all your...
The glorious Sabbath here. Welcome to the Lost Native Latin and Black History Show. I will be your host again this week. I am Captain Aparion.
Shalom, Israel. Happy Sabbath, Officer Amariah.
Shalom, Israel, Soldier Solomon.
Shalom, Israel, Soldier Daniel.
So, just some quick housekeeping. For all your knowledge, videos, history, and education on what it is, who we are, who the Blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans are according to the Bible, how to live your life according to the Bible as an Israelite man and woman, you can go to IsraelUnite.org. And for all your Israelite apparel, what do we have? Apparel, we have
posters, art, literature.
It's growing constantly. We're always adding new things. You can go to OriginalRoyalty.com. All right, call-in number is 516-531-9797, 516-531-9797. Feel free to call with any questions or comments you may have regarding the topic of today, which it saddens me to bring this up, but it is what it is, and we are who we are.
That's right.
Okay, so today's topic is Thou Shalt Not Murder. Our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
You know what? This is a good topic, not just because it's absolutely necessary to bring up, but I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and I told him, I said, just because something makes someone feel uncomfortable doesn't mean that it shouldn't be talked about. And we as a people in society, that's what we do. Mm-hmm. Something makes us feel uncomfortable, or you might offend somebody, so it's just kind of swept under the rug. And no, things like this, especially within our communities, with our people, these things have to be discussed.
Glad you brought that up. Give me Matthew 11:6, because Christ understood that.
Oh, excellent. Appreciate
you know what I mean? He understood that. And you know what? Understand, before I even go further, let's apologize for our tardiness, okay? Issues do come up from time to time regarding the body, and issue came up that needed to be dealt with. So, you know, it's the Lord's work, but no excuse. We apologize for the delay in starting the start time. But here in Israel United in Christ, we understand the scriptures, and we understand that according to Isaiah 58:1, we should cry aloud and spare not, right? Spare not meaning, regardless if we hurt someone's feelings, we want to try not to offend.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're coming out straight from the Bible with the Lord's words, okay, that's not offending, that's correction. All right, and Christ understood that we, as Blacks, Hispanics, and Americans, we're very emotional, okay? A lot of us wear our heart on our sleeve. I wear my heart on my sleeve, okay? But I try to keep it in check, as, you know, when I see that it rears its head in a negative way. Okay, how do I do that? With the scriptures. So let's go to Matthew 11:6, because we utilize the Bible for correction. We utilize the Bible to show you that you, Blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, are the true Jews, are the Israelites the Bible speaks of. We utilize the Bible as a roadmap on how you should be living your life once you started on the process and the road to repentance.
Right.
Okay, because it's not a one-shot deal thing. Oh, I'm repentant and that's it. No, it's a process, because you're going to stumble. You're going to fall here and there. But the beautiful thing about the Bible is that not only does it mention that you're going to stumble and fall, it also mentions how to pick yourself back up. Dust yourself off and try again, right? Like the song used to go. If at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again.
Aaliyah.
Okay? Right. All right? And the Bible says a just man will fall seven times. Okay? Now, could it be more than seven? Could it be less than seven? Sure. Okay? We're shooting for perfection. Judges 5 and 11 says rehearse the righteous acts.
That's right.
We're rehearsing. That doesn't mean that you continue to do the sin. If you're battling with a sin, bring it up. That's what we have men here for, learned men, to lead you in the right direction.
Right.
Okay? So give me that, and then give me Proverbs 19 and 20, and then I think it's and 24, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, but let me get this, because Christ understood we're emotional beings, right? And he understood that, you know, some people may get offended when this word comes out, and we've seen it quite often, which is why 2/3 of our people, according to Zechariah, are going to be destroyed.
Right.
Okay? That's a lot. That's 66% of all you Black, Hispanics, and Native Americans
mm-hmm.
are going to be destroyed when the Black Messiah returns.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what Christ has to say about it.
This is the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 6. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me.
I'm sorry, read that again.
Matthew, chapter 11, verse 6. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me.
So Christ said, blessed is he who shall not be offended in me. Give me, leave us in Romans. Give me Romans 9, coming to the volume of the book.
Romans 9?
Yeah, you know which one it is? Am I correct? It's one in the Old Testament, too. So I think it's Psalms 40 and...
Hebrews.
I'm sorry, Hebrews. Yeah. And then there's the one in the Old Testament as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds 40:7, I think.
Yep. You want the one in the Old Testament too?
Yeah, if you give me that one also. Let's go with the old first, and then he's getting that, and then we'll go with the new. Hebrews 10:7, I think it is.
Yes. Okay. This is the book of Psalms, chapter 40 and verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me.
Okay, so Christ said, blessed is he that is not offended in me. Because he comes in the volume of the book. From Genesis to Revelations, it's all about Christ. Okay? It's all about Christ and the prophecy that he was going to be the Redeemer, the Savior of the Israelites and the Israelites only. We've gone over that ad nauseum here on other shows. Okay? Look at the replays. BlogTalkRadio.com
mm-hmm.
and on Facebook. Okay? IUIC Phoenix, right?
At the lost 144K.
At the lost 144K. All right, let me get yours in the New Testament.
All right, this is the book of Hebrews, chapter 10 and verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God.
It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Though I come in the volume of the book. Saying the same thing that
mm-hmm.
it says in Psalms 47.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's read Matthew 11:6 again.
The book of Matthew, chapter 11 and verse 6. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me.
Okay, so blessed is me who shall not be offended in me. He comes in the volume of the book, so everything we bring out for correction, for understanding, okay, on how to live your life according to the Bible is straight from Christ's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from the Most High's mouth.
Right.
From the men that the Most High put the Spirit on, according to 2 Peter 1:20-21.
That's right. And then because Christ had to say this because he understood that in the last days that be that spirit of Christianity going around where nobody corrects anybody with anything. It's just
mm-hmm.
do as thou wilt and just say that you believe on the Messiah and then you'll get the kingdom.
Right.
But Christ said there will come a time when the true worshipers will come and worship me in spirit and in truth. So the true worshipers are coming with God's word to bring correction to the people. And Christ is reminding us, hey, if you really believe in me and you want to follow me, then you're not going to be offended at the things that are brought out in my word.
All right. That is correct. So Officer Mariah was correct when he opened up the show with that. That's why we went to Matthew 11:6. So In addition to that, okay, this is all leading into the topic. Get me Proverbs 19 and the one I told you to get, and 20. Because you have to understand something. We're coming straight from the Bible. We're here because we love our people. We love our nation. Excuse me. And we're trying to go ahead and through the Bible show you that you don't have to live in that state. Okay? That you are a special person. You Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans.
That's right.
Okay? You God's chosen. You joint heirs with Christ for the kingdom of heaven.
All right.
All right? But you're only going to get it, all right, if you follow the law, statutes, and commandments. And that's where learned men like us have to show you, because we were taught by learned men. I've mentioned this before. I have over 100 years combined experience in this truth. Okay? You remember growing up, maybe I know Soldier Danny remembers, maybe you remember, I know you remember, but we're a little older, okay? Yeah. We're in our 40s, late 40s. Respect your elders.
Right.
Now, that's a little difficult nowadays, right? Because we see our elders doing a lot of things that are contrary to the Bible now that we know what we know, right?
Right.
But it was a time, and it really was a time, okay? Did you ever hear that growing up?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
All right? And he's a younger generation, and he was even taught that because his parents had morals.
Right.
Okay? They understood. It's kind of like a natural thing, right? You respect those that have been there. Right?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a question.
Wasn't a question. You know? And again, we didn't know the truth or anything back then, you know? If my neighbor, Mrs. Thompson, saw me do something, she was going to grab me by my ear and bring me to my mom. And my mom was not going to be upset that she grabbed me by my ear, which today that's considered child abuse, right?
Yeah.
All right? And right. She would say, thank you, Mrs. Thompson. And all you would hear was a crying kid because I got my behind whooped.
Yeah, correct. They used to spank you in school.
Spank you?
That's right.
They would make me kneel down because I was raised in wicked Catholic school.
Right.
On your knees with my hand like this. And back then, the rulers, when we were growing up, the rulers, the ruler that you draw lines with,
right?
They were made out of real wood. They weren't this cheap stuff they sell nowadays that just breaks with anything. It was thick.
That heavy wood.
And it was dark brown because it was, remember, man? And it was dark. It was like hickory.
Yeah.
Right? It might have well been petrified.
Oh,
man.
It was a hickory wood?
That's hickory hilarious. Wood, man. You know what I'm saying? What's the best baseball bat? Ash or something like that, man. That thing was like, and Sister Mary Pius, I still remember. She wore the stuff covered all the way.
Uh-huh.
The only thing that was showing was this, because even Catholics understood 1 Corinthians 11, the lintel,
right,
okay,
right.
And to wear modest apparel.
Right, modest,
even they understood that. I mean, it was over the top, right? It was scary. She was all in black, and then she had the hair coming out of her chin, you know, looked like a witch and stuff like that. But
yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
But they would make you kneel, like, with your hands, like, yo, that hurts, man. Not like this. That's nothing. It stings like this.
Right on the knuckles.
And she would hit you. You don't even got to hit that hard. But you hit it with a 33 Rawlings.
Right.
Man.
So the point is that there was a time when our elders, okay,
yeah,
had some wits about, okay? But now, we're the elders, okay? We're the prophets. We're the leaders, okay? Because when you read Jeremiah 3:15, it's that our people, I will give you pastors according to my heart, meaning this Bible. All right, so let's read this because it's very important that we are humble, another key word, humble, because I always bring up, to take correction and to take good counsel, okay? Yeah.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 20. Hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end.
Why does it say that you will be wise in the latter end? The same reason why we're still sitting here today. Of course, first and foremost, we're here because man's going to the Lord, and he chose us to still be here, because when you read Deuteronomy 32:39, he says he kills and makes alive. So,
right.
All right. Even the young boy that we're going to talk about on the topic, that was of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, but it says, read it again, hear counsel
and receive instruction.
Hear counsel and receive instruction. When we give counsel, we give instruction. It's straight from the Bible, not what we feel, not what we think,
right?
Okay, but what the Bible, what the Most High God says.
Mm-hmm.
I love the book of Sirach, because that reminds me of every way my parents brought me up, even though they weren't in the truth. Me and my wife were talking last night that the truth made so much sense to her when she started really listening, because she heard it, but she wasn't listening.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Samurai wrote that out last week, right? Christ said, everyone have an ear, let them hear. Because people listen, but are they here?
Right, exactly.
Right.
Or vice versa.
Right. Don't just listen to me. I need you to hear me.
Right. Exactly. Don't just listen to me. I need you to hear me and do. There's a whole class I got in that too, man. You'd be surprised how many scriptures are all about doing, about action.
Mm-hmm. Hey, a good understanding of all they that do, right?
That's it.
They call that selective hearing.
Selective hearing. That's exactly what it is. Selective hearing. It is selective hearing.
Mm-hmm. Can I bring out a...
Bring it out. Hold that. I'm still up, because I don't want to bring it up.
Right. Give me Sirach 45 verse 26 real quick.
That book is Sirach. I tell you, sir.
Oh man, it's the Proverbs of the Apocrypha. That's what I call it.
Yeah, you know what? That's exactly what it is.
Oh, it's amazing. There's like it's too much. Sirach 45 verse 26.
All right. This is the book of Sirach, Ecclesiastes and Apocrypha, chapter 45 verse 26. God give you wisdom in your heart to judge his people. In righteousness.
So it says God would give us wisdom in our hearts to judge the people in righteousness. Mm-hmm. Righteousness is keeping God's laws, according to Deuteronomy 6, verse 25. But it says God gives us wisdom to judge his people. So that whole only God can judge me thing, that's the book of Tupac. That's nowhere in the Bible. If that was the case, then there wouldn't be a book called Judges, right?
Right.
But jump over to the next chapter in verse 14. He says he would give us wisdom to judge the people, but this is the wisdom that he would give us. Chapter 46 and verse 14.
All right, this is Sirach, chapter 46, verse 14. The law of the Lord he judged. The congregation.
The law of the Lord he judged the congregation. That's how we bring forth the correction to our people. Correction is not always going to be comely, but it's necessary for your growth as an individual. It's necessary for our growth as a nation of people. There has to be examples.
Right.
But as long as we're coming with the word of God and using God's law to show why we're bringing the correction, there should never be a problem. Blessed is he that is that's not offended at me.
Right, that is correct. All praises. Those are two great scriptures. Excellent scriptures. And there's two more that come to my head about judging. For
those
who say, judge not lest you be judged. Oh, we got precepts for that too. Okay. That's someone that just wants to be an individualite.
Right.
An individual.
Right.
Don't tell me what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I can't explain how if the laws were done away with, then that means I can murder, right?
Right.
That means I could steal. That means I could sleep with your wife, or you could sleep with a woman's husband.
Right.
But then in the same breath, we say, no, it doesn't mean that. And then you're like, okay, so then what laws do we have to keep?
Right. Which is going to bring us to this topic. Our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge,
right,
which is why we murder ourselves. But before we get into the topic, which is going to be a short show today, let's read that again and then go to the other one I told you in Proverbs.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 20. Hear counsel and receive instruction.
So it says to hear counsel, but there's a stipulation. And that means you got to do both. Because you can hear, right, and not do what you were instructed to do according to the scriptures.
Man, this is such a good scripture that you bring up, Cap, because just recently I was speaking to a brother here, and then he was telling me that he feels like he's hit his spiritual ceiling. And I told him the reason why you feel that way is because when it comes to hearing counsel, you didn't do that second part, and you didn't receive the instruction. There's no application. You can know all you want, but if you don't apply, then yes, you're going to hit that spiritual ceiling.
Hey,
no growth.
Let's use similar to. That's why the most I had to use similar to. You go to college for 8 years, you got a master's degree, more or less.
Yeah,
you know what that is? And you went for, accounting, and you're working at law enforcement. Chances are you're not going to remember everything. That you learn.
Right.
You're going to forget about it. It's a known fact that you forget, I think, something like 80% of the stuff you learn, like, you know, because you only do, it's like that 80-20 rule.
Right.
You know, you're only going to do 20%, you're only going to do, 20% of what you learn, or something along those lines.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Something along those lines, like the 80-20 thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just like bartenders. Okay. I went to bartending school. Okay, I learned over 150 drinks.
Right.
Knew them all. You had to know them for the test and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a location to work, there's only like 10 drinks that you're going to be doing all the time.
Right.
So you end up forgetting the other 140. You forget how to make them.
And
go back to the index card.
Right, exactly. And then lo and behold, here comes that one person that comes in and orders drink 149. You're
It happens, bro. It happens.
Yeah.
You know, so let's go to the other one so we can get straight into the topic. But it's a very serious topic, you know.
24.
Is that what it says to go? Proverbs 24 and 6.
The reason, too, real quick, in the last precept, why it says that you'll be wise in the latter, is because, like it says in Romans, tribulations works hope and patience works experience.
Mm-hmm.
If you hearken to the counsel and have the application, then you're going to become wise, and then you'll be able to have that experience to give to the next brother or sister.
And that's exactly what that scripture means. Okay, this is why your parents, okay, or your mom or whoever raised you, sat you down and broke down life.
Mm-hmm.
If there were any real parent, they would let you know
what
to expect. Okay, the song by Junior, Mama used to say, take your time, young man. Mama used to say, don't you rush to get old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's advice. Okay, he happened to be, you know, I guess in his case, was raised by his mama like ourselves. So, you know, our father was in our lives, but then he broke out, you know.
Right.
And mom raises, you know, when she raises, she had to play two parts, the man and the woman, you know. And all praises, you know, we fared okay. You know, but the point is like the scripture says, and Officer Amarai was elaborating on to that, and you'll live a long life.
Right.
Why? Because you lived your life the right way. Okay? That's why Joshua 1:8 says, right? Meditate on the scriptures day and night, paraphrasing, and you have good success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's precept for this.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another precept for that one, right? Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 6. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war.
Go ahead, here's the point.
And in multitude of counselors there is safety.
Mm.
No man is an island. No man is an island. Nobody knows everything. You may think you do. You know, I like to always say, you know what? I don't know everything, but I know a little bit of a lot.
Right. That's a good saying.
I don't know everything, but I know a little bit of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know everything. I'll be the first one to tell you. Y'all hear me say, you know, I mean, I have all the answers, but I'll find it. Someone has the answers. Someone who's happens to, you know what precept to go to. Somebody who's wise and elder. But I'm not going to go ahead and try to make assumptions of what I think a scripture means.
Right. Actually, that goes against the scriptures, because the scripture says, if you know, ask your neighbor. If not, then put your hand over your mouth.
Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly. Yeah, man.
It's another Ciroc banger right there.
Ciroc. Ciroc. Okay. So, the topic. Are you able to put up the article there? Just put a 15-year-old Bronx machete, something like that. So, I believe it was Thursday night. Saturday. I think it was Thursday night. A young man, Dominican, falsely so-called, who's from the tribe of his biblical name. Okay, Dominican's biblical name, according to the Bible, is Simeon, was murdered in the Bronx, New York, an area that I'm very familiar with. It's those of you from New York, it's about the Little Italy area, 183rd and Bathgate. Can't really sum up Little Italy anymore. A lot of our people live up there. Right, about two blocks from a hospital called St. Barnabas Hospital. Here's the overview while he's looking for that. Basically, another young man and some other young men were, and excuse my language, and if it offends you, I apologize, but, you know, we got to keep things,
keep it real
here, were what the street calls running a train on another young sister. I'm not sure if she was Dominican or not, but she was our people. They were all our people. They all could have been, they probably all were Dominican. It could have been Puerto Rican, Mexican, whatever. It could have been a combination. But nonetheless, they were Israelites. Obviously, they didn't know it,
mm-hmm.
based on the actions. And with the wonderful technology of Facebook Live, which we were talking before the show, people commit suicide on Facebook. It's just, this world is something else, man.
Yeah.
Got to shake your head.
It
was an orgy. Right? Let's keep it political correct term, if you will.
Just make a plan upon tables.
That's
what it was.
And a young man was filming it that happened to look like the young man that was murdered. The pictures, I encourage all of you listening to Google it and look at the pictures, and it's almost uncanny how much they look alike. You know, how much they look alike. Anyway, word got out that this, the actual person that was having the orgy was posted this live, and the family members or the brothers, something like that. But everybody, one thing about Northern Kenya, everybody's a cousin or a brother. That's my brother, that's my cousin. And spiritually, we all are.
Mm-hmm.
We all are. But they take it to like another level. You know, you're my best friend, so now you're my cousin.
That gangster love.
You're my brother, right, exactly. So while I have no issue with the fact that they were angry, right?
Understood, yeah.
Okay. I have issues with a lot of things. And I'm basing it based on scriptures and just morally. Even if you weren't in the scriptures, it's just
right.
Number one, what was that young girl doing in that situation?
That's how you split a family.
Yeah. So let's start from there because that's the root cause, right?
Mm-hmm.
The woman. The woman. Okay? Get me Sirach. Okay? I'm the woman. 25, I think it is. About the beginning of sin.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 25 and verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Of the woman came the beginning of sin,
mm-hmm.
and through her we all die.
How ironic.
Mm.
How many men are in jail now over a woman?
Scripture.
How many men have killed over a woman? How many men have killed themselves over a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Cap, you see that in the street all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Really, with our people.
Yeah, exactly.
Ask how many people are in jail over a woman.
All the sister got to do is say, he said something wrong to me, or he looked at me funny, and the brothers in the street, they go off for no reason.
And it's not like when we were growing up that, let's say something like that happened, it was a fist fight.
Right.
Right? You got knotted up, okay, both of y'all, because everybody gets knotted up. Nobody wins in a fight when you think about it, right?
Cap, it was a fist fight.
It was a fist fight, and then you know what you did? You shook hands after.
And you got to go home.
The crowd that was around you wasn't jumping in like
right.
it happened in this scenario.
Right.
I think it was six guys on one guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a punk.
Exactly.
Right? When we were growing up, you went toe-to-toe, skin to skin.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if it was a gang fight and stuff, you had chains, maybe switchblades and stuff like that. Didn't really have guns like that. Okay? Zip gun, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But for the most part, it was you had a crowd around you, and you will always have one or two guys, nobody get in. And they were holding back the crowd.
It was more honorable.
More honorable. You fought, win, lose, or draw, shook hands, and that was the end of it.
You went home.
And that was the end of it.
That was it.
Okay? And you end up being friends later on down the road.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I don't condone that either, right? Because there's ways of dealing with that. Okay, you shouldn't strike according to your scripture.
Right.
Okay, your brother or sister. Okay?
But brothers wasn't dying.
Brothers weren't dying like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, where were we?
The book of Sirach, chapter 25, and verse 24. Of the woman came the beginning of sin.
Of the woman was the one involved, letting her body be abused. Okay. Spiritually. That's the topic. We could go on a whole class just on that alone, how it's spiritual when you lay down with somebody. Physically, morally, reputation shot. She will be the whore of the block. Now, there's always one or two or three or four
mm-hmm.
nowadays, probably more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
And through her, we all die.
And through that young sister, for not being taught, all right, because it starts with the parents, right? But then again, the parents don't know because they either have this Bible in their house and never opened it, have read it and have no understanding, just shun the Most High God in Christ,
right?
Because our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yeah. We got kids having kids.
Kids having kids. Okay? So it started with her. She allows all these young boys, that's what they are, this girl allows these boys to have an orgy with her. One of the boys films it while it's happening on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's watching it.
know how it is in your neighborhood. Everybody knows everybody. Word gets out.
Mm-hmm.
These boys get upset. Again, like I said, I would be upset too.
Oh, yeah, I would be upset too. Yeah.
But in their ignorance and in their vengeance, they decide that they're going to look for the young boy that put it on Facebook Live, was actually there involved in it. And unfortunately, it so happens that the young boy that they murdered looks very close to the one that posted it on Facebook Live. So there's a lot of things that I want to mention to you that were completely wrong, and I encourage all of you to watch the video. There's a lot of different videos, a lot of different angles.
Mm-hmm.
So the young boy is in a grocery store, a bodega, like we call it in New York. And you see the young men walking in one by one, and you just see the part when they're dragging them out. But here's one of the first things that angers me, because our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because give me Isaiah 3 and the one that says the children rule over you.
Well, 3 and 12.
I know where these scriptures are, but for time purposes, to have to look for it, I throw it out there so you don't forget. You know, just for time, to keep the flow going, you know. Okay.
All right. Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 12. As for my people, children are their oppressors.
Children are their oppressors.
And women rule over them.
And that's what you're seeing with from the beginning of the feminist movement, women ruling over the men. Okay? But children are the oppressors. So I go there to, I'm not going to say it's justified what the owners of the store did, the workers in the store did, because nowadays these kids are crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they see this happening, and they don't do anything. You see them in the video just telling them to get out. You know, this ain't the little rascals, or like when we were growing up, where it was just a little fist fight, and you could tell them, hey, be gone.
Yes.
You have to understand right. At this day and age, kids are crazy.
Yeah, you got to have some type of reality that this child might get killed.
Yes. As an adult, you have a responsibility
right.
to stop that and not condone it or not do nothing. Because going back to when we were growing up, we fought a lot. I fought every day. I fought. Growing up in a project, I was fighting all the time. We were friends and we were fighting all the stupid stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when the grown folk would see us, they would break it up.
Exactly. Yes.
They would break it up. They would break it up.
Now today, they're just standing.
And I understand, don't get me wrong, because people are scared. The laws are designed nowadays that you could be a good Samaritan and you get sued
mm-hmm.
or locked up.
That's true.
It's tough. That's it's tough. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Sometimes, you know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So they just drag the kid out right in front of their store, and you see all the other kids coming with machetes, and they start slicing this kid in his neck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was talking to the brothers earlier. This is personal for me to an extent because my son was attacked about 6-7 years ago, my oldest, by the same, not the same kids, but they were the Dominican, Simeon,
mm-hmm.
okay, where he was living at the time. And they slashed him in the throat and missed his jugular by millimeters. He's alive today by the grace of the Most High God. Unfortunately, I don't think he sees that because, you know, he's still not repented. And, you know, I still talk every now and then with him and still doesn't get it. But anyway, I digress from that. But this is personal for me. And I keep it real. You know, I'm a man. I got emotional. Okay, when I was looking at the video, because first and foremost, I thought of my son, but also this kid could have been my son.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? He is my son.
That's true.
That's true.
Because I'm his spiritual father, whether he knew it or not. I'm the spiritual father for those thugs that did that.
Yeah.
We all are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Which, it was horrible. It's horrible.
It is horrible. And then what makes it even worse, going back to your point about how the owners did nothing, the whole reason why he ran into the store was for help. He thought that he can go in there and then be safe. And then they were like, nope, get the hell out of here.
Wow.
That's why he was being dragged out.
Being dragged out and sliced them with a machete. And you see in the video, they stabbed them, they ran away, and they came back and stabbed them again.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, all those guys are going to get caught, trust me. But then you had other people that were watching this and didn't do anything. The young man had to run 2 blocks himself to the hospital on adrenaline, because that's all that was.
Mm-hmm.
He was dying as he was running.
Yeah.
The adrenaline got him there. He collapsed in front of the emergency room. And even there, they were taking their time.
Yep. Guaranteed.
It's on video. They were just lying and letting him lie there. The young man asked for water because he was choking on his own blood. He couldn't even decipher. Our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Let me get that scripture.
That's a perfect title,
Cap.
It's a perfect title.
This is the book of... Get to it. The book of Hosea, chapter 4 and verse 6. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee.
Our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What is the knowledge that we lack? While y'all getting the scripture, number one, we lack identity. The knowledge of who we are, according to the Holy Bible, according to what the Most High, the title the Most High gave us,
mm-hmm.
which is Israelites, Jews, His chosen. You wouldn't think of that when you see these things like this in the news, that we're God's chosen.
That's right.
But that is a byproduct of being destroyed. Now, there's probably people listening and saying, yeah, the system and everything. Yes, brother, sister, we get all that. We know that. That's Psalms 83.
Mm-hmm.
All the other nations have been confederate against us. Slavery, starting in 1492 with Christopher Columbus. Our brothers and sisters are over there in the Dominican Republic now, and guess what? They gave out the flyers. They were cool with a lot of it. And when they saw that the Haitians, who are from the tribe of Levi, who this brother right here is from the tribe of Levi, you wouldn't think, right? Because, oh, but he ain't dark. No, man. Scripture says
right.
He's not by appearance.
Right.
Okay? But by righteous acts. They read the flyer, and they're crossing out Levi from the list of the 12 tribes.
That's hatred. That's a hatred.
Damn. Really?
Wow.
Oh, man.
You see pictures, them crossing out. Videos of them crossing out.
You know what's crazy is that common sense would tell you it's one island. So you have to be the same people.
Common sense would tell you that, right? Common sense would tell you that, right?
Right.
Give me Genesis 49 and 1, and then I want the one where he says Simeon and Levi.
The whole thing with this is Proverbs says if a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So you get conquered and destroyed by the different various it's all the same nation. It's all Esau, all right, who the world ignorantly calls Caucasian, but the French, the Dutch, the English, and then they divide them up and then they teach them these different things, and that's why we can just murder our people like this. Bro, like what we're talking about, that takes a lot to stab somebody to death.
Were we talking about on air or off air?
But that's a different kind of spirit, man. To be able to stab somebody to death,
that's hatred at another level.
Yes.
Because we were talking about how, right, I'm going to get on Judah for a little bit. Judah's notorious for the most part,
mm-hmm.
for just shooting from far away. Okay? From far away.
Mm-hmm.
And other people, the other tribes shoot each other.
Right.
Okay? But mostly predominantly Judah. But Northern Kingdom, more predominantly for using machetes and stabbing. And we were talking about how it's a whole different element. Shooting and stabbing. Shooting, you're from a distance. And a lot of times you're shooting as you're running away. And you just happen to get stripped. Usually the innocent people get killed, right?
Right.
But you're not there close like that. No, you're on a run. Drive by, right?
Right.
That alone is showing you that you ain't, don't get me wrong, okay? It's still murder, but why you got to do drive by? Why you just knock on the door and shoot the dude?
But even when...
Right? Up close, no, because you're getting up close. Whereas with stabbing... It's more personal, man.
Bro, even when the other tribes do the shooting, as far as like the Northern Kingdom, it's like execution style. It's like
that's another thing too. They beat you up and then they shoot you.
Yeah, it's like up close and personal. Still, bro,
it takes more to stab someone than it does to shoot.
It really does.
It's you got to get up close. And that's the problem, you know, because as tough as a lot of our brothers think they are with the shooting, that's a punk move.
Yeah, it is.
Go fist to fist, man.
That's a whole nother level of hatred when you can stab somebody. I mean, it's
and they
it's
came
hatred
back.
Anyways.
Some of them came back.
Right.
To continue to stab them.
In the article is saying that the sister was
that
she was crying when she was talking to whoever was interviewing her. This is from the New York Post, but basically everything that like we said already is basically was covered here. The teen was mistaken for somebody else, ran to the store to seek safety, and was quickly turned away. And when he was trying to fight them off, that's when they drug him out. But his sister had said she was in tears, and she was saying that they were grown men, and he was only 15.
Wow.
Right.
You know, like...
That was a 20-year-old. I didn't know it was a 20-year-old.
These weren't just, like, little kids doing this to him. Like, these were grown men... They're having that level of hatred for their own people.
Poor kid.
It's insane.
You can tell it was a kid. Just because he was tall. I mean, just because these kids nowadays, they're kids.
Right. Oh, no, yeah. You can definitely tell he's a kid, man. For sure.
Okay. You got Malachi?
Yes.
Okay. But hold that. What did I say to go here?
Genesis 49.
Okay. So, in DR, brothers over there, all praises to the Most High, man. Give the Most High hand for that one, man. All right. IUSC, Bo Brown. Dominican Republic, and reports are coming back very positive. All right, remember the scripture says the angels are happy when one repents.
Mm-hmm.
So they could all say no, but one, and there's already brothers out there that already on boots on the ground that live there.
Okay.
Lord willing, we get that congregation going out there as well. So that'll be Puerto Rico, Cuba, and Dominican Republic. Hopefully, we'll make
and Haiti.
Oh, Haiti also, right? Haiti. So. They're crossing off the name Levi because they can't stand the Haitians in the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, interestingly, my wife is from there. All right. She came here as a big teenager already.
Uh-huh.
And she says she never experienced that. She says they even had friends that were help around the house that were Levi. And they love each other. But that's like this thing now. Okay. And based on what you said, they're on the same island.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In the last days, give me. You're holding something in addition to what I told you to hold. If you're not holding, if you're holding it, give me Isaiah 46 in that.
Isaiah 46.
Right. You have to understand something that all of this was prophesied. Jacob, stay where you at. Had to prophesy about what we're seeing today, about what I just mentioned. Okay, go ahead. 46 and 10.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 46 and verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning.
The Most High declared the end from the beginning.
And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done.
Things that are not yet done.
Saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
Everything that the Most High allows to be in this Bible will stand, and it will come to pass. Which is why Jacob had to say this. Genesis 49 and 1.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 49, and verse 1. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days.
We're in the last days now. So Jacob was sat down with his 12 sons and told them each what was going to happen in the last days. But here's another thing that was also written so we can use as identification for who each tribe is.
That's right.
All right.
Because the characteristics of everything that is mentioned in Genesis 49 is describing each of the 12 tribes, which in addition to Deuteronomy 28:15-68, in addition to Deuteronomy 33, in addition to Lamentations 5, that leave one out? That's pretty much the bulk.
Some of them are in Chronicles.
Okay. Genesis 49 is what we use in addition to those to prove that the blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans are the Israelites, the Bible speaks of,
mm-hmm.
and who the tribes are,
mm-hmm.
based on the characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
The Most High put the roadmap here,
mm-hmm.
which is why we could, without a doubt, teach our people that we, blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, are the Israelites, the Bible speaks of.
Mm-hmm.
No two right. ways about it. In the Bible, you read stuff that happened to this young man.
No other nation treats each other the way we do.
That's right.
So now jump. Said he, what will happen in the last days? Now let's jump to where I told you to go.
This is Genesis chapter 49 and verse 5. Simeon and Levi are brethren.
Simeon are the so-called Dominicans. Levi are the Haitian. He's saying they are brethren. They knew they were brothers when Jacob was talking to them.
Right.
He brought his sons together. Oh, they didn't know that his brother was Levi and my other brother Simeon?
Right.
Right? It's common sense, right? The Bible's a plain book. Jacob says, read one again. Read one again, because I think that went over their heads.
This is the book of Genesis 49 and verse 1. And Jacob called unto his sons.
Unto who?
Unto his sons.
His sons, Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel when after he fought with the angel, okay, which is how you get the nation of Israel, the last nation that was created by the Most High God. Jacob, Israel, who had 12 sons, said.
And said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days.
Now, don't got to be a rocket scientist to know that he was talking to all of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if he was talking to all of them, they were sitting there to each other, grew up with each other, and knew they were brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So now go to the scripture.
Verse 5. Simeon and Levi are brethren.
Why did Jacob have to tell Simeon and Levi they were brethren? They knew they were brethren. Because they were going to be looking at a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
When the prophets of the Most High went out to wake up our people and break ground in the Dominican Republic,
mm-hmm.
and look at this flyer and say, I'm okay with Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, even blacks,
yep.
even Jamaicans,
yep.
but not the Haitians.
Wow.
And cross it out and get angry.
Mm-hmm.
Are you freaking kidding me? Sure. But it doesn't surprise me. Read it again.
Simeon and Levi are brethren.
Okay.
Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations.
The instrument of cruelty is talking about the boom. Okay? Instruments of cruelty. That instrument of cruelty is talking about how they would react towards one another. The MO in Dominican Republic and in Haiti is to kill with a machete.
Mm-hmm. That's why they stop them and they make them pronounce a certain word. And if they can't pronounce it right, then they know that they're Levi.
That's right.
And then they kill them.
That's right.
It's insane. Wow. It's absolutely insane. Levi's catching hell over there in DR.
Levi is catching hell in DR. Levi is catching hell. This Bible's a true book, man.
Yeah, it is.
This Bible is a true book. Give me Leviticus 19:17. Where did I tell you to go? Malachi, right?
Yes, Malachi.
Okay, let's read Hosea 4:6 again.
The book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee.
So they're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We give you the knowledge, and you reject it. That's what that scripture is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of you, but most of you, because 2/3 of our people are going to die. So 66% of you. So that means we have 3 people hearing us bring out the word. That camp, flying mission.
Mm-hmm.
2 of those people are going to die.
It's going to be like that movie that we just saw recently.
Right, 2/3.
What was it called? The one that we just saw with all the different superheroes?
Avengers,
right? And at the end, they were all like just disintegrating.
Oh, right.
That's spiritual right there, man. That's symbolic,
right.
Bro.
That's exactly what that's what it is.
Remember, the majority of them died in that movie.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how, they know that's spiritual, but that's how the scripture says it's going to happen when the bombs come. You're going to look to your left and to your right. They're going to die. You're going to be like, uh-oh, mm-hmm. am I next? But it says, fear not.
Right.
Because as long as you're doing the law, statutes, and the commandments, you're going to be saved and have everlasting life. That's a good point,
right.
Bro. That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
So it says they're destroyed for lack of knowledge, and they reject the knowledge. So they're destroyed for lack of it. We bring it out, and they're crossing out Levi from the fly.
Dang.
What's the knowledge that they lack? We spoke about they don't know who their true identity, which is why they're crossing out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why Jacob had to say Simeon and Levi are brothers.
Mm-hmm.
What else is the knowledge?
The book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 7. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth.
So what is the knowledge? The law. What is one of the laws? Leviticus 19, 17 and 18.
It's the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart.
Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Go ahead.
Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him.
So what really should have happened in that scenario, okay, and I understand that they were upset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm upset, and I she's my sister, right? They're all my brothers and my sister, all of us here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm upset, and I don't even know the girl.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things to be upset about that. It's not one person that's at blame. We start with her, right? Because the scripture says, through the woman is the beginning of sin.
Right.
Right? Right. So you got to start with that, because in Genesis, it started with the woman. The woman was the beginning of sin. That's what that scripture is talking about.
Right.
And the man foolishly followed, which was Adam, like a lot of our men do.
Right.
Okay? We start there, but there's a lot involved in this. We got a huge job, and all praises to the Most High. IUIC has grown leaps and bounds, regardless of what the gainsayers and these other camps have tried to go ahead and say and do to stop us from succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't die, we multiply.
There it is.
We just keep growing.
There it is.
We just keep growing. Why? Because like the camps that were talked about in Revelation 1,
mm-hmm.
Revelation 2, Revelation 3, the churches,
mm-hmm.
okay? They all had little issues, but there was one that the Most High found favor with.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord willing, he find favor with the other camps too. They got to get themselves right, because we pray for them too.
Right.
They can hate us and say all they want about us. They're still our brothers.
Right.
Yeah, they can cross out Levi on the flyers all they want, but Revelation still says 10,000 or 12,000 from each tribe have
right.
to be still.
Does it change? That's what declaring the end from the beginning. That's why
right.
I went there. Is that going to change anything?
No.
12,000 from Levi are still going to be there, and you're going to be sitting with them in the kingdom.
Right.
And you're going to love.
So what if some did not believe?
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's not going to
be. May God be true and every man a liar.
Man a liar, right?
Thus save the Lord. All praises. Let's read it from the top again, 17 and 18.
This is the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother.
Guess what, brothers? Hating is murder.
That's right.
Give me that scripture where hating is murder. Okay, go ahead.
Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart.
Thou shalt not hate, thou shalt not murder in thy heart. Go ahead.
Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor.
No, thou shalt in any wise cut his neck with a machete.
Thou shalt not in any wise rebuke thy neighbor.
It says thou shalt in any wise, right?
Right, it says. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor.
Meaning you shouldn't be killing your neighbor.
Right.
You should rebuke him. Rebuke him with what? With the knowledge that you are destroyed from that habit.
Right.
With the knowledge in this Bible. Go ahead.
And not suffer sin upon him.
What should have happened, right, was first investigate the matter.
Right, exactly.
And then you would have first realized, first and foremost, oh, that's not him.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would have been no issue. But if you did find the actual guy, right, this is the sword. Like Hebrews 4 and 12 calls this Bible.
Okay, all they had to do was say, is you so-and-so? You know, just talk, like you said, just talk.
No, but in their hate for each other.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
That's what it is.
In their lack of knowledge, in I'm big and bad and you a punk.
There you go.
Because it took eight of you for a little skinny ass kid. Eight and you're a grown man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did this to my sister or my niece.
And you know what? I'm willing to even bet those guys didn't even know that. They're not even related. So that's another thing. There goes that thing again. You know, that's my cousin.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. No, they do like still shots of each one that went into the store. None of them look alike.
No, absolutely not.
None of them look. I mean, not saying that you had to look just like to be family.
No,
but,
no. No. But I'm not
saying. Right.
Hey, some of them couldn't even been Levi.
Hey, for.
And they don't even know that they're.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, exactly. And like you said earlier, all of them are gonna get caught. You know, so they're.
What about? They're saying their pictures everywhere, man. And you know what? Justice will be served.
Most High justice.
Even if they don't, you know, they're going to get caught here, because especially it's our people, so we know they're going to throw a book at them.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
never going to get out.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them may even be here without papers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And guess what? When they get back to DR, I know how DR rolls. They're going to fall off a cliff accidentally.
Dang.
I know how DR rolls. Okay? Dominican Republic. Did you read 18?
No, not yet. Verse 18. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people.
They avenged what happened on Facebook Live.
That's right.
Our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because if they would have known that scripture and they were repented, repenting, they would not have avenged what happened.
Right.
How about going to the system first?
Right.
Let's try that one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try that one. How about going to the, you really care about the system? How about going to her first?
Right.
And tell her, what are you doing? You're a whore. You're acting out of order. Your body's a temple.
If her dad would have just spit in her face.
If her dad would have just spit in her face. But her dad probably wasn't around. Her dad's probably a whoremonger himself.
Right.
Destroyed for lack of knowledge. Just talk for a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me get the... read that again from the top. I'm sorry. Verse 18 again.
Verse 18. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Thou shalt not... avenge.
Thou shalt not avenge. That's why the Lord has to remind us, hey, this is not for you. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Although you may see these things, because oppression will make a wise man mad, that's the whole key behind it, is it being wise and understanding that, you know what, we got to be patient, endure these things, right? Our people can easily walk into a store, snatch up a kid, and then stab him to death, because what it comes down to, and the reason why Christ had to expound on loving your neighbor like yourself, because we don't see Christ within one. If that was someone of a different nation, as far as Esau, right, a Caucasian person that was on Facebook Live, you think that they would have run into that story and then drug him out of there?
No, hell no,
they wouldn't have, because they said, nah, you know what, he gets a pass because that's Jesus. I can guarantee that if that was a Caucasian boy that did that on Facebook Live, that they would not have run and snatched them out of no store. I can guarantee that. That's how sick our people are.
You know what's funny? That's a very, very good point. If it would have been an Edomite, no.
Absolutely.
They would have praised them. They probably would have been happy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
Because when they look at them, they see Christ.
Right. Exactly.
They see a blonde hair, blue eyed Christ, which no scripture in the Bible describes him as such.
Right.
Describe him as a black man with woolly hair.
That's right.
See, the problem is on that, and I've mentioned this before. When people hear that, because there was people in DR that were mad at that too, baby. They didn't like that. They don't like that. They don't like that image. The image that's in, the scripture's right there on the image, and they don't like it because they think of themselves. They see that image, they see themselves. They see the fake image, the image of the beast, Caesar Borgia, and they think,
they love that image.
Savior.
You know why? You know why they don't like it? And I'm going to use me as an example. When I was bringing this truth to my father, for like, it wasn't the first time, but it was along the lines when I was just learning, so I was teaching him as I was learning, right?
Right.
And then he says to me, and I'll never forget it, and this goes back to what we're saying about seeing our image and saying, no, that can't be me because I'm not great. He said, look, everything you're saying is great, and I'm glad that it's uplifting you, and it sounds all positive. But I just can't believe that that's talking about me. And I'm like, well, why not? He says, because I'm just a nigga.
Man.
So this is someone that raised me. So what type of mindset did he raise me to have? To think right. The exact same thing. Even though he never told me that out loud. But I was like, oh, I can't believe he just said this. This is crazy.
You know what's heavy about that? That if the Most High didn't choose you, because the scripture says, I chose you, you didn't choose me.
Mm-hmm.
For those that think I'm saved.
Right.
No, don't be so quick.
Right.
Don't be so quick to say, I know I'm saved.
Right.
No. Because Most High needs to choose you according to the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that, someone get that scripture for me.
When he says that, I didn't choose
you. Right.
Yeah, okay.
But then there's a process. After he chooses you, it's up to you to follow his law, statutes, and commandments.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
So just because he chooses you, you're not guaranteed. So for you to come and tell us, I know I'm going to be saved, and you ain't doing commandment one, which is first and foremost, bethink yourself. Meaning, remember who you are, that you're an Israelite man and woman.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get it. You're not going to be saved as a Puerto Rican, as a Jamaican.
That's right.
As a Haitian.
Yeah.
As a so-called African-American.
That's what the Most High called
you. With that nigga mentality.
As a Mexican, Native American.
That low self-esteem, it has to be purged out through that. That's what the repenting process is about.
Right. Because, again, bethink yourself. Why?
because we would be in the kingdom killing each other with machetes.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is. Yep. Because if that were the case, we would never have the 144,000 sealed because we're crabs in the barrel. It'd be like, well, I'm not going if he's going.
Yes, great point. And we would not have the 144,000 because we crossed them all.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
No, I'm in charge. Not the Most High God that created me, the creator of heaven and earth and the universe. No. I'm going to say, no. Because basically what they're saying, right, is that God's a liar, right?
Right.
Pretty much.
Because that's in the Bible. Much. So, I believe African Americans, that's okay. Hi, Latinos, Jamaicans, okay, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, Native Americans. Okay. Oh, Haitiano. No, God, I love you, right? I believe in you. Right? I read the Bible for the last 50, 60 years, but I think you got it wrong there, Most High.
That's why it says that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And then going into the same point, myself and Officer Israelis knew each other for years before the truth, and we hated each other because we're both whoremongers, so we would chase the same women, you know? And we never had any real conversations. I just didn't like him, he didn't like me. That's how it was. And now I would do anything for him and his family because it took God's laws and us seeing this, saying, okay, it's something much greater than that.
Right.
It's actually learning how to see Christ within one another.
Yeah.
Listen, we say it all the time, right? This truth is no joke. It's a fine line between being in the world and being a true believer. You got to know it's a balancing act.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And the scripture does say the path is narrow.
Yep.
Into the straight gate, right?
Right.
There's brothers here that in the world I wouldn't hang out with. I'm sure it's mutual.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There's sisters here that sisters wouldn't hang out
mm-hmm.
with. Right? But that's the beauty of being repenting. You put those aside. Why? Because Leviticus 19:17 says, hate not thy brother in the
heart. Right.
But rebuke him. So if you're getting rebuked, meaning corrected, you shouldn't be angry.
Because that's love.
Right? You shouldn't be angry because that is love. Right?
Right.
I told y'all to get something, right?
John 15, verse 16.
Right.
Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you.
He chose you. You didn't choose him. It doesn't work that way. Job 33 says he seals your instructions as you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't choose you. And he chose you not to sit around and bash other camps.
Right.
He didn't choose you for that.
Nope.
No.
He bashes us, his own self. How wicked we are.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
How about the pot of the kettle black? He didn't choose you to go ahead and rebuke by defaming or trying to defame because none of that's sticking.
No, right. It says to seek out your own salvation in fear and trembling. You can't do that if you're so focused on everybody else doing other things.
Exactly. This truth is no joke. That's why Sirach 2:1 says, if you choose to follow me, I'm paraphrasing, beware for temptation. Prepare thy soul for temptation.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? Because I remember when I first came in, I'm thinking like, yeah, this is what's up. This is the truth. I understood, okay, this is the truth. I'm thinking I'm going to be on Easy Street now. And it was like, and I heard that, and I was like, okay, all right, well, that's, I didn't understand it. But then when I started getting afflicted, I'm like, damn,
right.
Hold up.
Right.
Hold up. But now the difference, I understood it,
right.
Why it was happening. And I understood that there was a greater reward for enduring it.
Right.
Before, it was just like, why am I going to this? What is this? There was no answer. It was just, I was full of the fury of the Lord, and then that was it.
And the more you go through it, the more it's a testament to increase your faith. Also.
Right.
Every single thing that I guarantee any one of us have been through in this truth, when you're going through it, obviously, tribulations are not coming when you're going through it. 6 months go by, and you look back, and you're like, that was nothing. Mm-hmm. And then you go through something again, you're like, oh, my God, life is over. This is, and then 6 months go by, and you look back, that was nothing. That's just how it is. It just continues to grow our faith at the end of the day.
So we got 3 minutes?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we have 3 minutes left. We apologize. It was such a short radio show. I mentioned at the beginning. It's a heavy topic that hits home personally for the you were on early on the show, you heard. But we're in the last days, man.
Mm-hmm.
And evils are being
yeah.
Absolutely.
Evils are being multiplied. The writing's on the wall. The signs are out there. You got to keep your, you got to look for the signs, like Christ said, man, because I'm not saying he's going to come today, tomorrow. We don't know. He may. We don't know. Maybe 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But remember one thing. Even if you die before Christ returns, the scripture says the dead in Christ shall rise first. Paul died before Christ returned.
Mm-hmm.
The disciples died. Were they righteous men?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But they fought the good fight, like Paul said.
Mm-hmm.
You fight to the end, even through your trials and tribulations.
Right, right. I'll never give up.
I'll never give up.
This, all this right here, I'm telling you, it is obviously it's slavery and the Willie Lynch and everything like that.
Oh, we could go on. There's so much more.
But, because I guarantee you ask any one of those brothers that committed this heinous crime, they'll tell you that they're Catholic, right? I guarantee
that they got rosaries around their neck.
They do. And it just shows you how organized religion is such a freaking joke.
Hey, I bet they got Caesar Borgia on their walls.
I guarantee it. This is what happens when you teach, you don't have to keep God's laws.
Yeah.
Our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Right.
And that's by design. And that's another class even in and of itself.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can go in.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
so much you could go in like we can every week. Unfortunately, we only have a limited amount of time. We try to make the best of what we got. But if there's nothing else, you can listen to the replay of this on blogtalkradio.com. What is the name of it? Lost 144?
blogtalkradio.com/IUIC Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could follow us on Facebook, and then we can watch the live videos replayed back at the Lost 144K.
144K. All right. So with that, all right, we say shalom, and thank you for joining us on another Lost Native Latin and Black Lost History Show.
Shalom, Israel. Happy
Sabbath. Shalom.
Thank you.